Companies need a wake-up call about employing people who've served in the armed forces. That's according to military charities, as new research suggests while nearly 90% of employers know about schemes designed to help veterans get jobs outside the forces, fewer than one in four actually use them. Lewis Moore spent 5 years with the Royal Navy, but since leaving has been struggling.
All people from the military gain some knowledge and experience in leadership. We learn reporting, presentation skills. In addition to that, we've also got what we call our C2 drill: courage, commitment, discipline, respect for others, integrity and loyalty.
Bobby Christina Brown's partner Nick Gordon has been ordered to pay.
Well, you might have seen the adverts on TV or on your mobile.
With thousands of full and part-time jobs available now, there's more than one way to be the best. Apply now. Search Army Jobs.
You might have been the best in the Army, Navy or RAF, but what does that count for when you're trying to get a good career on the outside? Well, military charities are warning not as much as you might think. Newsbeat's Dan Whitworth's got this one.
Hello. Lewis. Dan.
Hi. How you doing?
Come on in.
Thank you.
After 5 years in the Royal Navy, now he's out, Lewis Moore is keeping himself busy.
The main thing I spend my day doing is job hunting. So it's emailing, it's filling out the forms, it's sending off the CVs, it's making phone calls.
But it's not easy. Like many of the roughly 20,000 people who leave the armed forces each year, Lewis has found that after serving his country, translating his military skills and experience into a rewarding civilian career is difficult.
All people from the military gain some knowledge and experience in leadership. We've also got what we call our C2 drill: our courage, commitment, discipline, respect for others, integrity and loyalty.
Of course, lots of people find getting a job and decent career tough, but research suggests veterans are nearly twice as likely to be unemployed as the general public.
Hundreds of job applications. Interviews are approximately about a dozen, which I think is a poor turnout.
Poor return on hundreds of applications.
Absolutely.
Thanks, then. Take care.
There are schemes already in place to help people like Lewis make the switch to a civilian career, run by a variety of organisations, including the Ministry of Defence. But a survey by the Officers Association, Forces in Mind Trust and Deloitte of 300 UK companies employing more than 6 million people between them suggests while nearly 90% of those companies know about these schemes, fewer than one in four actually use them.
Come on.
Mark Maycroft spent 8 years as a Royal Marine before leaving 2 years ago. He used the Ministry of Defence's scheme to help find veterans good jobs outside of the military, the Career Transition Partnership. He says it might be okay if you want a job in security or driving a truck, but that wasn't right for him. So he decided to set up as a personal trainer.
I think the Ministry of Defence should be doing more a little bit. I think the schemes say have the right idea in their initial brief, but they're not fulfilling that kind of role properly.
They're not fit for purpose.
No, that's correct.
Back squats, head up, chest up. Let's go.
He says getting a job is extra tough for veterans because they've been living in a different world.
They're not used to working in a civilian environment, so they don't know how to word that to someone. They have a completely different language. You ever speak to a Marine, they have a terminology that's completely unique to any part of the world. If they spoke like that to a normal person, they wouldn't understand what they've just spent the last 6 months on a ship doing this, that and the other.
The Ministry of Defence told us a majority of people leaving the armed forces get good jobs, and that veterans are supported with guidance and training to transfer their skills into a new career. Ray Locke is the chief executive of Forces in Mind Trust and denies veterans are asking for special treatment. They just want the same opportunities as everyone else.
We're looking for people to understand what it is that we can bring to an employer, and whether that's a skill that's transferable that's not obvious, such as really good communication skills, turning up to work on time, not going sick. We've got plenty of data that shows if you employ a veteran, you're going to score really highly on all those aspects.
Newsbeat. BBC.